Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have one of our favorite bloggers, JenningsWire blogger and career strategist Sherry Thomas, founder and president of Career Coaching 360, best-selling author of The Bounce Back, which won the 2013 award for Best Career Book from the Indie Book Awards. Sherry's been featured on major media such as Time Magazine, The Wall Street Journal, Smart Money, and many more outlets for her career advice. And today we're going to be talking about why it's so important to give your career an extended vacation. So welcome, Sherry.
Thanks, Stacey. I'm happy to be here.
It's absolutely our pleasure. And I know that you yourself have put this into practice. So what do you mean by giving your career a vacation?
I have. So many of us are so overstretched, especially today. I mean, the economy's pretty tough and we're all working, 24 hours a day, whether you're in a job working for an organization or you work with yourself. I mean, we all have a to-do list, that's a mile and a half long. But I really think it's important, and I practice this myself, that we have to give ourselves permission to step away, to step off the hamster wheel and take some time away to replenish our spirit and replenish our energy and just get a fresh perspective and take a vacation.
Now, how long of a vacation do you need to take? I mean, I know I'm one of those people that I need exact direction. I need to know, what the recipe is. Exact. So the directive, Sherry, for how long? I mean, can it be a week? Wouldn't a week be enough or no? Like you really, really need to detach like two weeks, three weeks.
Funny.
I know yourself, you took a month, which is incredible.
I just laugh because you're the first person I know that's ever asked me for instructions on how to take a vacation.
Maybe I'm on the hamster wheel. I don't know.
That's so wonderful. Yeah.
Right?
No,
it's
a great question. It is a great question because a lot of us will take, a quick weekend, the July 4th weekend or, the Thanksgiving weekend until you take 3 or 4 days. But I don't think that's enough time. I think it takes... 3, 4, 5 days away to really give yourself time to detox.
Yeah.
To really
right.
break away. Because even, when we take those quick vacations, those 2 day, those 3 day, those 4 day, we still are thinking though in our minds about that last conversation we had with a client, or we're thinking about an email that we need to write, or we're thinking about that project that we didn't quite finish, And so when you give yourself 4, 5, 6, 7 days, then all of a sudden we've all kind of noticed, oh, I actually am starting to feel refreshed now. So I think you need to give yourself enough time where you can feel the feeling of refreshed, which I think takes 4, 5, 6 days till you get there. And then your vacation really starts. So then you want to give yourself as much time as you can, like a week. So now we're talking about a week plus, 4 or 5 days.
Right.
So I really think a minimum of 2 weeks. I've really noticed such a change in myself from 2 weeks to 3 weeks. So if you can give yourself the luxury of 3 weeks, it just makes all the difference in the world. And like you said, I took a month. And so I'm blessed with having the ability to, take a month off here and there. And it really just makes a world of difference. You're then able to see so clearly about, oh my gosh, I need to stop doing such and such. It's a waste of energy. The benefit isn't there. The ROI isn't there. You're just able to think a little bit more strategically about your
career. So, I mean, how do you not go broke?
Well,
I was reading, for entrepreneurs or independent contractors, and I mean, like you said, you are in a position where you are able, you have the luxury of doing that. But I mean, that immediately came to my mind, like, oh man, I can't afford to do that, and then how you're right? If your business, if you're an entrepreneur and maybe you're an independent contractor, it's like, well, what's going to happen to my business for 3 weeks?
Okay. Okay. Great question. So, you know, I don't take off a whole month. I go away for a whole month. I go somewhere like Newport Beach or Ireland. I go somewhere for a month, but I don't take off a whole month. I'll spend, you know, 2 or 3 days in that week doing 2 or 3 hours of work. And,
right.
And, you know, and maybe it's because I'm a workaholic, or I don't think I'm a workaholic. I think I actually enjoy some of those things that I do. So, you know, I'll meet with clients or, you know, I'll spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours doing bookkeeping. I'll do little things here and there. So I don't, I'm not able to actually emotionally and mentally disconnect for an entire month. I do disconnect for at least a week. And then I kind of just step my toe in and just do kind of minimum to manage it. So if you're in a situation that you have, you know, finances, put your finances together so that you can do a couple hours, 3 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever it takes, and keep paying the bills.
Right. So maintenance, like maintenance level, but still detached, like you said, enough to replenish yourself. And you're not, you know, you're not saturated with stress that comes with working like a dog.
Exactly. And the blessing is when you're able to physically go somewhere else that gives you that energy. So for me, it's, I love the ocean. I love the mountains. I'm going to go somewhere like that. So pick a place and, you know, maybe you do a house switch. You know, that's pretty popular these days. I think if you just physically switch your location, I find that when I switch, I'm just supercharged with creative energy. You know, I'm not in the same routine on that hamster wheel doing the same, you know, drudgery work day in, day out. All of a sudden I'm in this new environment. I'm supercharged with this creative energy. I'm able to think differently. And when I put myself there physically for say 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the benefit is just huge. Then if I just, you know, take off and I kind of stay around home and I have a stay, what do they call it? A staycation or something like that.
Yeah, staycation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So put yourself in a new environment, one that you know is rejuvenating to your spirit, to your creative juices, right? Because like you said, you know, if you are in the same, if you just maybe shut the computer off, but you're in the same place, you still have that same stress and that same, you know, I got to do this energy about you. And I'm sure that that clouds your ability to think new thoughts. I know that that's one of the things that happened for you was that you were able, you had your mind made room, basically. It wasn't as cluttered so that new ideas and new thought could come in.
Yeah. One of the things that I talk about in the blog that I wrote for Annie was how I went out to San Diego one summer, and I was just going to go for a few days. I was actually there for a conference, and one of the days I took a couple vacation days, and I really wanted to go see Shamu over in SeaWorld, and I was so excited. And you know, the week before, the 2 weeks before, all I could think about was seeing Shamu. And you know, that morning I got up and I was staying at this really nice hotel room in the Hyatt, and it was overlooking the ocean. And so I got up that morning and I was super psyched. I put my shorts on and my little tank top and my flip-flops and, you know, lathered up with the sunscreen, and I was all set. And then breakfast came in, and I was, you know, I had my Special K with red berries. And so I just sat out on the back patio, that balcony, and, you know, it was overlooking the ocean. And I stared at it a little too long because I started to get beach brain, what I call it when you can't really think, you're just watching the ocean.
Right.
And after about 20 minutes, I thought, gosh, you know, I might not make it over to see Shamu today. And I looked at my laptop, and my thoughts just started, you know, my thoughts then became very, very calm. And I, after staring at the ocean for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, I whipped up my laptop, and I just started thinking about my book. At that time, I had written my first book called Career Smart, and it was on Amazon's, I think it was number 13 on Amazon's list of personal branding books. And so it had been lingering there for a while. And I opened up my laptop and I thought, where's my book at today? And so I think it was at like 13. And then I just had the thought, I had the notion, I thought, what are the other authors doing who are above me in sales. And so I just took a moment and I read their description of their book and I read their bio and I thought, well, okay, you know, my book is kind of, you know, in the same element. So I wonder why they're doing better than me. And then I just happened to notice that they had offered different formats, like ebook format and audio format. And I just thought, I wonder if I should do that. And as my laptop was open, I put in my schedule that within 1 month, I'll offer it in ebook format. And in 6 months, I'll offer it on audio. And at the time, I had no idea how to do that. But I just kind of it mapped my brain and made it a priority. And sure enough, within 8 months, my book soared to number three. So, you know, that's an example of just, you know, different thinking and fresh thinking when you're not sitting in your home office or in a cube every day doing the same old thing every day.
Yeah, exactly. On that hamster wheel that you keep on talking about. And I know our listeners would love to learn a lot more about how to jump off, break free, and how that can help. I mean, a lot of us have that idea of work, work, work. We got to get do more work done. You know, we have bills to pay. We have financial obligations that we can't just detach. But you can, and in the end, the time that you are working when you get back, it's going to be spent more productively and more efficiently.
Oh, so much more. So much more.
And you're
going to
grow, and you're going to have the new ideas. You're not going to be stuck
in
the muck.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you think that, oh, if I spend that much time away, I'm going to lose that much effort, that much money, those clients. It's the opposite. You've got to stop and sharpen your saw. And then come back in, and you'll be so much more fresh, so much rejuvenated. You'll be, you know, firing on all cylinders, ready to go. You'll be able to be twice as productive.
Yes, yes. So everyone out there, to learn more about sharpening your saw, you can reach out to career strategist Sherry Thomas at her website, careercoaching360.com. Those are the numbers, 360, careercoaching360.com. And thank you so much, Sherry, for being here.
Thank you, Stacey. It was a real pleasure.
It was a really good time. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR. She's the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Sherry, that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.